This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. In his first visit to Germany as U.S. Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo met Friday with German Chancellor Angela Merkel in Berlin for talks that focused on Iran and China. Merkel said that ahead of the meeting that the United States continues to be Germany's most important partner outside of Europe. But on the issue of Iran, she made clear that Germany stands by the Iran nuclear deal despite the U.S. withdrawal from that specific agreement. Pompeo highlighted common ground during his visit to Berlin, saying that Washington would not stand in the way of INSTEX, a system Europeans are developing to protect companies from American sanctions if they deal with Iran, as long as the focus is on providing humanitarian and other permitted goods. During his, again, visit to Berlin, Pompeo also cautioned Germany against engaging with China's telecommunications giant Huawei to help develop 5G networks. He says we've been pretty clear about how we view the risk connected to Huawei and 5G infrastructure. 12 people were killed, 5 others injured when a disgruntled city employee opened fire in a Virginia Beach city, according to police on Friday. The suspect was also killed, Chief James Cervera.
Do you know who the suspect is? We have not been successful in notifying certain family members. Once we are able to do that, we will release his name once. We're going to mention his name once, and then he will be forever referred to as the suspect, because our focus now is the dignity and respect to the victims in this case and to their families.
And again, 12 people have been killed, 5 others wounded. This is VOA News. Mexico's foreign minister says he has started negotiating with U.S. officials after U.S. President Trump threatened to impose tariffs on Mexican products related to the migrant surge at the border. Marcelo Ebrard said on Twitter Friday that he had spoken to U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo by phone and said face-to-face talks between the two would take place on Wednesday in Washington. Trump has threatened to impose tariffs on goods coming from Mexico beginning in June 10th. He said the tariffs would rise to 25% by October unless Mexico does something about illegal immigration. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said his country is not going to fall into any provocation. He says that they are going to be prudent and they are going to respect the authorities of the United States and President Trump. Again, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo sought to raise the pressure on U.S. ally Germany Friday over next-generation networks that use technology from Chinese company Huawei. Officials in Afghanistan say that a suicide bomb attack Friday targeted a foreign military convoy in Kabul, killing at least 4 Afghan civilians and wounding 4 American soldiers. The U.S. military confirmed the attack in the Afghan capital and said the service members received minor injuries. It did not give any further details. The Taliban did take responsibility for the bombing on a busy road linking Kabul to the eastern city of Jalalabad, saying a suicide bomber detonated his explosives-packed car near the foreign military convoy. A judge ruled the only clinic that performs abortions in Missouri can remain open, AP's Ed Donahue.
Missouri Governor Mike Parsons said in a statement, state regulators still have serious health and safety concerns regarding Planned Parenthood's facility in St. Louis. The state health department refused to renew the clinic's license. Outside the clinic,
abortion rights are under attack. What do we do?
Stand up, fight back!
Today is a huge victory for the people of Missouri.
Dr. David Eisenberg is the clinic's medical director.
This is a political game being paid by the patients we take care of. The people in power are not paying the price for this.
The clinic's license will remain in effect until a ruling is issued on Planned Parenthood's request for a permanent injunction. I'm Ed Donahue.
June 1st marks the beginning of hurricane season in the United States, and the National Hurricane Center is predicting at least 9 to 15 named storms in the 6-month season. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.